الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. இந்த ஆயத்தி கரீமா அல்லாஹ் துபாரக் தஆல சேஸ், வஇன் தஉது, அண்ட் தஉது இஸ் த ப்ளூரல், தட் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ டுகெதர் இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு கவுண்ட் நஅமத் அல்லாஹ், நஅமா இஸ் சிங்குலர், ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ டுகெதர் ஃப்ரம் ஆதம் அலைஹி ஸலாத்து வஸலாம் டைம் ரைட் டில் தி டே ஆஃப் கியாமா, ஆல் தி பீப்பிள் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி டிஃபரண்ட் டிபார்ட்மெண்ட்ஸ், டிஃபரண்ட் ஃபீல்ட்ஸ், ஆல் டுகெதர் ட்ரை அண்ட் கவுண்ட் ஒன் நஅமத் ஆஃப் அல்லாஹ், லா துஹ்ஸூஹா. You will not be able to encompass it. You will not be able to fathom it. One ni'mat of Allah. And we are drowning in the ni'mats of Allah. All the time. Therefore, one very valuable dua in the hadith, each of what we should try and make every morning, every evening. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin. Oh Allah, this morning, that whatever ni'mat I have got, oh bi ahadim min khalqik, or from any of your creation, فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ, it's only from you. And for the evening, اللَّهُمَّ مَا أَمْسَى بِي مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ أَوْ بِأَحَدٍ مِنْ خَلْقِكَ فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ. We should try and read that, because the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala are so plenty. One of the greatest ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala which He has bestowed us with, and which we should think for ourselves, whether we make shukr of it or not, on a daily basis, particularly we should make, is the ni'mat of Iman. And there is the greatest, greatest ni'mat, that by Iman, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala made us eligible for Jannah. With the beloveds of Allah blesses you with the love of Allah Ta'ala, and the beautiful ash'ar that were rendered about Medina Park. This is all on the basis of Iman. If we don't have this Iman, then the Medina Sharif hasn't got any value in a person's eye. Makkah Sharif hasn't got any value. So this ni'mat of Iman is the greatest ni'mat. And if we can just think that those people who don't have Iman, what is their condition? That Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has blessed us with this great, great gift. And free of charge. We did not choose, as it is narrated, that the body was formed in the womb of the mother. And then Allah Ta'ala put the ruh in that body. So our body that was formed in our mother, and then our ruh was put in there. And in that, we got Iman, Islam. Most of us, we were born Muslims. Or even if we revert later, that also it is by Allah Ta'ala's fadl and karam. So that it's not our doing at all. It is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We must make endless shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that my ruh could have been put in somebody else, in somewhere else. What should my condition be then? That Allah put my ruh in this body of mine, in my mother's body, and by the barakat of that, by the system of Allah, the choice of Allah, I was blessed with Iman. So what a great ni'mat. And the more we think of the ni'mat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the more we will appreciate, the more we will become humble, the more we will want to fulfill the rights of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Many of us, we feel and we ask, that I don't have that urge to like fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. I feel lazy. Namaz, whatever else it might be. I feel lazy. Just think of Allah's ni'mats upon us. That Allah's such great ni'mats upon us. Material ni'mats of this dunya also. That Allah Ta'ala blessed us with this body. All of men together, nobody can make one body also. And Allah has created billions of bodies. And how, and each body, the two eyes, the ears, the lips, the tongue, the heart, and Allahu Akbar. One drop of blood, what and what if you go and analyze it, how much things aren't in there, and how many things, how many types of fluids in the body, how this body is functioning. So Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats are untold. But on the other hand, we are drowning in Allah's ni'mats also, and we are drowning in ghaflat, unmindfulness. Each one, myself first, I have to ask myself, did I make Allah shukr today? We had our meals. We had clothes which we wore. For clothes also, there's one very important dua for clothes and for eating. Allah, alhamdulillah, illadhi, alhamdulillah, illadhi, kasani, hadha, thawb. And all praise is due to Allah who gave me this clothes to wear. وَرَزَقَنِيهِ And Allah gave it to me مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ From my side, no effort or anything. One is you get a gift, and you got a gift, and you got whatever clothes. One is you worked for it. You showed it yourself also. But still the fact is you didn't make any effort. If you have to consider all the source, for example, you sewed the clothes yourself, and you, where did the clothes come from, the material? How many people worked there? How many machines were involved? How many other ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala were involved? Then that material, to cut that material, and this is also an ajeeb situation, that in order to make something nice, a dress, a kurta, anything, that material which was one beautiful piece of cloth, one length of cloth, you cut it up all into pieces. In other words, you like spoil it, you destroy it, and then after that you sew it and put it, and then it becomes a beautiful cloth. And who gave you that brains also? That machine, who gave it? And then to use that machine, and that machine works, it didn't break down. All that, and there is no end of all this, Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. So we are drowning in Allah's ni'mat, and we are drowning in ghaflat. What kind of insan are we? That we don't make shukr to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has blessed us with all these ni'mat, and these are the material things. And the ni'mats of Iman are much, much, much more greater. As the body, we cannot analyze it. And no matter how much doctors and medical science has worked on the body and found the different aspects in the body, but they still say we are baffled. We know very little. We have just still touched the tip of the iceberg. And then Iman, Allahu Akbar. To know Iman, and all the details of Iman, to know Allah Ta'ala, to have marifat of Allah Ta'ala, and that can only come after Iman on Allah Ta'ala. Then a person gains marifat, and that is if he works in that direction. Not only ibadat, one is, alhamdulillah, there are plenty of people who have got Iman, they obey Allah, they make ibadat also, but they got no idea of finding out who Allah Ta'ala is, of the recognition, the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. And as Allah Ta'ala is unlimited, Allah's marifat is also unlimited. A person with all his effort and whatever he has got, he's just got a brief idea. One person traveling in the train with his young boy. So as they were traveling, they seeing the meadows, seeing the cows, seeing the dams, the rivers, and he's getting excited. Oh, look at the meadows, look at the cows, look at this. So somebody said, something is wrong with your child. Why is he so much excited about all these things? Take him to a doctor, there's something wrong with him. He said, I'm just coming with him from a doctor, because he couldn't see. Now they worked and now his eyes open. Now he's fascinated. This is our condition. We see all the qudrat of Allah, but it doesn't move us in the least. But if that marifat is open and we get some idea of Allah Ta'ala's closeness, Allah's qudrat, Allah's knowledge, you will be constrained to say, when you have your fruit, you have your food, anything, as you are putting it, that Ya Allah, you are Khallaq-e Aleem. You are not only Khaliq, you are Khallaq, that great, great creator, and whose knowledge is unlimited. For example, you have a banana. Now, what and what in that banana? How much you know? Potassium, and lot of other things again. Lot of things in that banana. That who made it? Or the Khallaq, Allah Ta'ala. And not, Allah didn't make one banana. Allah didn't make one kind of banana. It is said about 850 varieties of bananas alone. All other fruit also. And all Allah has made for insan, and for insan to enjoy, and for insan to appreciate. And the main thing is to recognize Allah Ta'ala. Just like, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala in the heavens and the earth, the sky and the earth, the sun and the moon, the stars, the changing of day and night, all the seasons, summer, winter, all these also we should ponder in them. But unfortunately we don't ponder. One white person, non-Muslim, told Shaykh al-Islam, Mawlana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani, rahmatullahi alayhi, that this ayat has been revealed in the Quran Sharif, but you people don't ponder and don't think about this ayat, and you don't study this heaven, the skies and the moon and the sun and the orbits and the rotation and all that. So, and we have studied it and we have reached the moon already. And you people are still. So he says, actually, we are the ones who have actually the real purpose of all this. We are the ones who have found it and delved into it. That is, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Not that they just went to the moon and they brought some sand from there as if there wasn't enough sand on earth. Their great achievement. The real achievement is, رَبَّنَا. You recognize Allah Ta'ala. مَا خَلَقْتَ. I'm fascinated. I'm awe-stricken. I'm overtaken by your creation. But we see the sun rise every morning. The sun rise. For Ramzan, for Eid, we look for the moon. But it doesn't have an effect on us. And it is real what is supposed to be. That is required from us. And that is that when a person gets that closeness to Allah, tabaraka ta'ala, and automatically with that, the quality of his ibadah changes. Many of us, we ask also that no concentration in namaz. Because we don't like even know for who we make namaz. When we start our namaz also, our intention also in many cases perhaps is not there. That Ya Allah, for you I'm making this namaz. And if we are, who are you? Who is Allah Ta'ala? The more we have the marifat of Allah, the quality of that namaz will be according to that. And the less we have, then like oblivious. Allahu Akbar. Two words, Allahu Akbar. And in to recognize Allah. And Allah has got many sifat, not only 99 names of Allah, there are many more names of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, the one that is mentioned, Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Now to realize and recognize that greatness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And unfortunately we don't have time for it also. Many, many people say, one person asked a question, he says that I fantasize a lot and I feel guilty, gunas I make, fantasizing and thinking about guna and all that. So what's the solution? The solution is, there can never be two things in the same time, in the same place. There can be only one. And like commonly people will say, a student of deen will say also, we haven't got time like to make zikr, to think of Allah. But for fantasizing you got time, for phone you got time, So just the same time, just use it in the remembrance of Allah and to recognize Allah, which is more not only an academic thing. Many people only are satisfied when they are like academically involved. More than academic, it's spiritual. It's going so much of academics also in it. But more than that, the spiritual, the contact with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So how much mustn't we to work in this direction? Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can. And we don't have to really take out any more time for it. If any person thinks, but I haven't got time, I'm busy, my 24 hours. One person came to one of our great alims, a young boy they brought, and he said that he reads 3,000 durood sharif a day. He came to meet that great alim, he made salam, and after salam, again he was reading durood. So then that Maulana told, that is how you do it. That you have the time, but we're not using the time. We're using it in futile things. We're using it in useless things. Whereas, if we just have to use that same time which we are using in wrong things, in namaz we are making, and now you say, I can't concentrate. But you are concentrating on something. When we say, I can't concentrate, we mean, I'm not concentrating in namaz, on Allah. Other thoughts are coming. So you are concentrating on those thoughts. When you want to lie down to sleep, if the cell phone is not in your hand, then it is in your heart, in your mind. And you are thinking of all things. Just think of Allah. Read Durood Sharif. And the minute you will do that, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, you will be concentrating. Value will come in your namaz. Value will come in your life. Quran Sharif. Yeah, so most of us, unfortunately, in all probability, Allah forgive us all, we make very little tilawat of Quran Sharif. And those who we make, we don't think what we are reading. We just read it. And especially if we are an alim, perhaps not all the details and that, but at least have an idea of what you are reading, what a message the Quran Sharif is giving. Every ayat. So all these great ni'mat of Allah, and وَإِن تَعُدُّ ni'mat Allah, if you try and count one ni'mat of Allah, all of you together cannot do it. And by that, it is a great ibadat also. The closeness of Allah Ta'ala we are blessed with. And that enjoyment that we get being with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah's ni'mat, think of Allah's ni'mat, and each one of us think, for example, as we are sitting here, all of us, normally, by and large, we are healthy, we are eating, we got place to stay. How many ni'mat? How many other people haven't got all these things? The ni'mat of iman we got. Then the ni'mat of namaz we got. We came from majlis. We are listening to the talks of deen. We are applying our minds. We are listening and trying to understand what is being said. What ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we should think of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's ni'mat and Allah's favors upon me. Today I'm 30 years, 40, 50 years old. How many years, what ni'mat of Allah I'm enjoying? If we think again on the other side, poor people, the Palestinians. And in that also, we should also, each one of us, how much do I make one dua a day for the Palestinians? What condition, it's impossible to believe that things can be done to what is being done to them. And human beings are doing this to human beings. It's impossible to even think of it. But as they are worse than animals doing this, and we, if we don't have any feeling, we are not making any dua. Alhamdulillah, there are those people who are keeping rozas also for the sake of the Palestinians. I ask myself, did I keep one roza? There are people who are sacrificing some of their luxuries, some of their comforts, basic needs. None of us will sacrifice. So, and not only the Palestinians, many other Muslims in the world. How many people in the world One beautiful dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa kafana wa awana. Fakam mimman la kafiya lahu wa la mu'wiya. Oh, kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. That all praise is due to Allah who gave me enough to eat, enough to drink. I've got a place to stay. There are so many people who haven't got a place to stay, who haven't got a shelter. So many people who haven't got that one meal of that one time. And we our fridges are full. The pantries are full. Everything is so full. How much have we got? But shukr, very, very little. And also, whatever, we are also such that just one little some difficulty must come to us. We make it a big issue. MashaAllah, there are those people who are in some difficulty, they are ill. Somebody asks them, how are you? They say, Alhamdulillah, my whole body is well. Alhamdulillah, I've got a house to stay. I've got a family. My family looking, so many namaz they count. Just one small problem. And we, normally, just that one problem, we make it a big issue. Just the finger gets cut a little bit. As long as it was normal, we never made shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Now we put a big bandage. Not just enough a plaster or something. We put a big bandage. Oh, my finger very sore. I'm having lot problems, a lot difficulties. One mosquito bite. And we cannot tolerate that. So Allah, we must learn to appreciate the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And really, if this is the case, our relationship with Allah will be corrected. If husband and wife learn to appreciate what one is doing for the other, all the fights there won't be. But we don't even ever think of the favors and the one is doing for the other. How much the one is doing. All we see are just the faults of the other person. And the goodness there, which are in there, that we don't even think about. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we take into consideration this great ni'mat of Allah. And the most are the ni'mat of Iman. And that Allah has chosen me to be a mu'min. Allah has chosen me to become to come for namaz 5 times. What a great ni'mat. Today we feel it like a burden. But it's a ni'mat of Allah. In fact, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. If you see somebody going for namaz 5 times a day, you can give evidence that that person has got Iman in him. So, what a great ni'mat. So Allah Ta'ala is showering His ni'mat upon us all the time. And it isn't a duty of Allah. It is just His great kindness, His benevolence. And it is not our birthright. Any ni'mat that we have, our eyesight is not our birthright. We can hear, we can talk. There are so many people who are deaf, people who are dumb. People who are deaf, blind, deaf and dumb also. And we have got all those ni'mats. But what is our shukr? Like many, we will say that all the time, I'm looking at haram. Looking at other women. Allah gave us the ni'mat of the eyes to look at other women, to fantasize and use it for wrong things. Allah gave us the ni'mat of speech. One person asked for du'as. The grandson is already about 3 years, not walking, not talking. Now, what a big worry for any person. And when we are walking, our children, our grandchildren walking, talking, how much shukr do we make? So shukr is a thing which we are very, very deficient in. And it is a very great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And we are unmindful of it. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr, just on making shukr, I will increase you in my ni'mat. And from here also we learn, if a person wants more salary, everyone wants more. Whatever he's getting is not enough for him. I want more. Make shukr on this. Qari from Hardoi. Qari Amir Hassan Saab, Rahmatullah Ali. He was one of the seniors and in charge at the madrasa in Hardoi, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. Whenever he should meet any of the old students and ask them, how much are you earning? Usually the salary of a Maulvi is very small. So he said, Alhamdulillah, shukr. And think that I'm not even worthy of this. This is Allah's ni'mat, I'm getting this here. And so many people are not even getting this. So make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So by making shukr, Allah increases. If we make genuine shukr, Allah increases His ni'mat. In any field, whatever it might be, we have got fights with our spouses. Make shukr for the good that is also there. By that Allah will remove all those negative things also. But shukr is a thing which we are almost void of. We don't make no shukr. Complain, yeah. And Allah Ta'ala says, لا يحب الله الجهر بسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. That Allah doesn't like a person who complains all the time. But we are so many of us, we all the time we have got complaints. Whether it is of our spouses, whether it is of our parents, our children, our boss, our workers, whoever it is, we usually have lot of complaints. So Allah Ta'ala bless us all with this great ni'mat of making shukr for the great favors of Allah which He bestows upon us. And may Allah Ta'ala accept from us and then increase us in all His ni'mat. And what the Muslim ummah is going through, so for that also, what ni'mat there are, so many ni'mat. Make shukr. And one other aspect, very important, appreciation and making shukr, is that we don't abuse that ni'mat. When we fall into extravagance, wastage, and how much today, weddings, parties, amount of waste that there is, that is far from shukr. Shukr is to use everything, even the crumbs, to eat the crumbs, that is shukr. But today, how good food is goes down the judgment. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.